You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. And I'm pleased to be joined on the telephone this morning by CHP officer and spokesperson, Toby Butzler. Good morning, Toby.
Good morning.
Well, it is the New Year's weekend, and I know maximum enforcement starts tomorrow. What are the hours and times this runs through?
Yeah, it's going to start Friday evening at 6:01 p.m. and continues all the way through until late Monday night at 11:59.
And with this being a brand new year, are there going to be new rules of the road?
Yeah, kind of. Kind of new rules slash kind of some clarification of some old rules and some changes. Probably aware we have some new marijuana laws this year. Basically, recreational use is going to become legal. And so the law had to kind of clarify when it's going to involve a vehicle. And so that's kind of what those laws are clarifying for us.
And can you give me some specifics?
Yeah, so it basically combines alcohol and marijuana kind of as like the open container or using in a vehicle. It's going to make it, it's always kind of been illegal, but it is clarifying that law because it's now legal for recreational use. So it's an infraction to consume alcohol and or marijuana while driving a vehicle or even just being a passenger in a vehicle. As well as it's making it illegal to possess an open container or an unsealed container of cannabis or any cannabis product while in a motor vehicle.
Okay, so the driver is going to be held responsible if a passenger happens to be smoking marijuana.
The driver can be held responsible as well as the passenger. They're both responsible, and officers have the leeway to go for the driver as well as go for the passenger or both.
Boy, we live in a new world now, don't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely. Yeah, I never thought we'd be discussing some of these rules.
Okay. And it still falls under driving under the influence because influence is not limited to alcohol.
Absolutely. Yeah, higher patrolmen for years and years have been arresting the impaired driver, whether that's alcohol or drugs or a combination of the two. And unfortunately, in the Bay Area, we just lost a higher patrolman to someone that we believe was under the influence of alcohol and marijuana at the same time. So we've been doing it, and we're just kind of clarifying those laws as new laws change.
And is that it as far as new rules of the road?
There's one kind of other small one that has to do with buses and seatbelts. All passengers on buses that seatbelts are equipped are going to be required to wear their seatbelts, and it clarifies, again, some of the laws, especially for children, that children between the age of basically birth and 16 must have seatbelts. So if they're not even really allowed on a bus, we're talking, you know, school buses all the way up to, you know, charter buses, they must have seatbelts as well.
And public transit buses?
We believe so, yeah. The law, I haven't seen the exact verbiage of the law yet, but it appears that, yeah, if it's equipped, they must have it.
When there are chains or snow tires required on highways 12, 26, or 4, how do we know when we pull off onto a side road whether or not chains or snow tires are required?
Basically, the sign that the county erects is kind of vague, but it says you must use chains to maintain traction. So if you're going up the hill slipping and sliding, you got to put on chains. It falls back on people using common sense. They got to use chains to maintain that traction. And if you're involved in a collision where you slide off the road and you tell the officer, "I couldn't maintain traction, I slid off the road," you're probably going to get a ticket from us because you should have been putting chains on in that case. We have to trust that you're going to use common sense and use chains when necessary.
CHP officer and spokesperson, Toby Butzler, I wish you a very, well, I was going to say a very merry, but a very happy New Year's Day.
Yeah, thank you.